Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. CEO Jeff is on the phone, and our company's called Connoisseur because this guy knows how to cook.
Yeah.
And I asked him what he's making for Super Bowl, and he's going to share the recipe with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Morning.
What I actually said was, I'm in the middle of cooking breakfast for my son, but I'm happy to come on the air.
Sorry, Shane.
What's he having? Wings.
I'm having a hole in the roof.
A hole in the roof.
A hole in the roof. What is that?
Yeah, it was like, what is
that? I took a piece of nice, beautiful sourdough bread.
Okay.
And tore the middle out of it. And I took some bacon fat that I saved. You know, I keep a little thing of bacon fat. And melted that. You put the bread in the pan.
Oh, my
and
God.
And let it get... So crack an egg into the little hole. Sprinkle a little salt. And then flip it. And so it becomes like a piece of bread with a fried egg in the middle of it.
Nice.
With bacon. With, like, the delicious, smoky... bacon drippings.
Guess I'm trying tomorrow. guess what I'm making
that
tomorrow.
That is crazy.
That's easy enough for me to do it.
That is nuts.
Do it 6:50 in the morning, right?
Nice.
You know, so connoisseurs aren't, you know, they don't happen overnight. It takes years of nurturing them. So now Shane is, has become a connoisseur.
Right. So no cereal for him ever. Pop-Tart. What else that?
Yeah. No frozen waffles.
Never had cereal.
Nice.
Anyway, this pasta that I make, the recipe out of the New York Times, rigatoni alla zazzona or something, and it has like all the food groups, right? So it has pasta, it has guanciale, which is, you know, the fat, like bacon from the jowl of the pig. So it's like delicious, and a sausage, tomato. It has, and then you make this really cool mixture of egg yolks and pecorino romano cheese, and you make it into like this slurry. And then you, as the pasta is finished cooking, you toss it all together, so it almost becomes creamy without any cream. And it's like, so it's super rich. It's got tons of sausage, lots of pork products, cheese, egg, tomatoes. It's, delicious. And I made it before, and everyone said, well, next time you make it, you got to make it for Super Bowl. So I'm like, okay.
Nice.
Wow.
Boy, they're lucky.
I'm drooling right now.
They're lucky.
To be honest, I think Shane is going to be the head chef, and I'm going to be the sous chef.
Nice. So, that's cool.
He could do the lead, and so we're going to cook it together.
Nice. Oh, send us a picture when you're done. We'll post it.
That's fun.
Oh,
I will.
That is bananas.
And wishing everyone a great Super Bowl. I know, Chaz, you're a super fan of football. I know, like, you know, you live and breathe football, so I'm sure that you've been excited to watch.
I'm looking forward to a good game. I hope it's a good game. I think the planet thinks Kansas City's going to win, so I'd love an upset. I'd love us all Monday to come in and say, wow.
No one saw that coming.
No one saw that coming.
San Francisco's, I couldn't believe it, they're favored.
I don't even know how that happens.
They had the better record.
Should be a great game. My daughter, Mia, will have a big rooting interest because, of course, she's a big Swiftie. So she's going to be rooting for the Chiefs. I don't think we've decided who we're rooting for yet.
Chiefs.
Well, I'm rooting for a great well.
Sounds like Shane knows.
Yes.
He's made his decision.
Yes, he did.
It is Chiefs.
Loudly. Yes.
Well, enjoy the game, boss.
Yeah, man.
And I'll send you photos.
All right. Jeez. Thank you. Scott Haney, Channel 3, is on the phone.
Right.
Hey, listen, if you're out there and you're getting married, we had a guy on the show yesterday. His name is Kelsey Hart. He's an up-and-coming country singer. He's got a song out called Life With You. It is going to be the wedding song of the future.
Really?
So spectacular. It's a country song, but it's one of these songs that just gives you goosebumps. And if you're looking for a wedding song, check it out. It's called Life With You by Kelsey Hart. Because I know some people are out there like, I don't know what to pick as my wedding song.
Where's he from?
Yeah, but how's it end? It's really bad?
No, it ends really good. No, he's from Kentucky.
Oh.
Oh, listen to this.
Sing it, buddy.
If you're on a port swing, baby, I'm on.
Oh, my God.
If you want a night out,
kill me.
I feel like whittling some wood right now.
Jesus.
I feel like going in the barn.
Where's my jug?
Where's my sheep?
You guys are unbelievable. Merciless.
I got to tell you, these songs all sound the same.
Hang
all
on.
These country songs.
Yeah. Let me get my jaw hard.
The dog always dies. Great. The dog, it dies.
We didn't get to the hook. It's incredible.
Oh, he's trying hard for this to be a wedding song. Like, that's what the whole music video is based on.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It's
well,
like
he
fake
wrote it for his wife.
I don't care. Baby, I love doing life with you. You're everything I want to wake up to. Give you all of my
for a coffee commercial.
You know what's interesting? To my time
here hold on one second. Stop him talking.
They cut off the good part.
You know what's interesting is that you can have the thickest British accent and sing without an accent.
Yes.
But however, if you're from Arkansas, you gotta sing like this.
Sing an auctioneer. Sing like
it doesn't go away.
Baby,
you know, that'd be good for a coffee commercial.
Oh, that'd be funny.
He's singing to a coffee or a Whopper.
I knew I shouldn't have brought this song to the show.
How did you discover this song? Did you interview him?
Yeah, we interviewed him. He's a nice guy.
Oh, I'm sure he's a nice guy.
Very nice guy.
Yeah.
A very nice guy.
You picked the wrong show to talk about.
Yeah. Well, sounds like a nice wedding song.
Yeah, very nice.
Did he sing live?
He did not sing live. It was 10 o'clock in the morning. Their vocals don't warm up.
Right.
But I sang to him. I sang part of the song to him, and he's like, you nailed it.
Wow.
Can you do a little
thank
right now?
You.
Right.
Can you do a little for us? It might be better.
Hang on a minute. I got to get the lyrics.
He never says no.
Do the flip side.
To singing ever.
Yeah, do the flip side. Mom's making meth. Oh.
If you're on a porch swing, baby, I'm on it. If you want a night out, baby, I'm all in. If you want a coin flip, road trip, anywhere you want to go, baby, just call it.
Wow, that was good.
Yeah, can you sing the best part of waking up with coffee and cup?
I've been.
I wake up in my coffee's right.
Best part of waking up.
You know, it is my dream. It is my dream to be a country singer. So maybe one day I'll get there.
Is that right?
Which country?
What would Scott Haney's country name be?
Scotty. You have to change Scott to Scotty.
All right, Scotty Weatherman.
Jake Steele.
Scotty Haynes.
Right.
Scotty Haynes.
Scotty Haynes.
Scotty Cloud.
Scotty Haynes. Right.
Oh, Scotty Cloud. Scotty
it.
Cloud.
Scott Haynes.
Right. Scott
or
Haynes.
Scotty Haynes.
Right. For the underwear.
Scotty Haynes.
Yeah.
Scotty Haynes.
Right.
Here's Scotty Haynes with his number one hit,
right.
Life With You.
There's a little diddly I wrote called Bombo Genesis. Yeah. Thank you.
Bombo Genesis.
Bombo Genesis is coming.
Baby, if you want a storm, baby, I got it.
I swear, I wish they would just let you do whatever you wanted to do on that weather.
Yeah.
It would be viral and national and internet every day. One day he's dressed as a cowboy.
Yeah.
Big singing hat. The weather, like, just let him go.
Yeah. This one goes out to my dear dog, Doppler.
or just one weather break per show, he just goes bananas. Like, whatever you want to do, Scott, it's all you.
I can just see the consultants now. Well, that was quite interesting, but we want you to go back to First Alert Live Radar.
I don't even think they'd be that nice.
They're AI, man. They're AI.
Right.
If you want some
stick
rain
to the forecast.
Yeah, so I've been looking up a lot of wedding stuff online because my great niece is getting married in October and I'm performing the ceremony. So I've been like knee deep in wedding stuff.
Oh,
and, are you an ordained minister?
I've become one. I am
That's
now,
incredible.
Yes.
Yes. Where's the wedding?
Someplace in Hamden, Cheshire.
I don't remember these
so
names.
Busy. There's a park there. On
I
the
don't
corner.
Need to know that till October.
Right, exactly.
You better get the address.
I probably should.
Yeah,
you know, I'm not going to you don't reinvent the wheel with this stuff. You kind of look at, you know, different creative angles, and then you find out all about them, and then you just write it all up, you know?
Exactly.
That's Butterfly Kisses. That's the one you need.
Butterfly Kisses. That's a father-daughter dance, isn't it?
I think so.
No. Butterfly Kisses is a big father-daughter dance.
Father-daughter dance.
Yeah. Butterfly Shrimp is good.
Tear jerker.
Yeah.
Butterfly Shrimp.
Butterfly Shrimp. Sorry, I'm hungry.
That's what Scotty Haynes would sing.
Right.
Scotty Haynes is going to sing for you right now, Butterfly Shrimp.
I'm getting a lot of emails about Country Scott, by the way.
Oh.
Oh, come on. This is a bit. This is the new angle for the toy drive. Yep. I think it's
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
It's a country band.
Nice. Dave said it should be Scotty Haynes and the Oklahoma Dust.
Nice.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice. Oklahoma Dust.
Oklahoma Dust.
Oh, I love
it. Big old long rubber boots.
All right, we got to let him go. He's got to go do weather.
One more line. Let me just do one more line.
All right, please.
Baby, I love doing life with you. You're everything I want to wake up to.
Oh, you said something.
That was good.
That was really good.
Kind of painful, man.
All right, clean your ears out and have a good weekend.
All right, you too. AJ, if you're an NFL agent that has guys on both teams playing in the Super Bowl, who do you root for? Let's ask Joe Linta, NFL agent Joe Linta, who you rooting for?
Good morning. I'm a little biased to the Chiefs for reasons of, I think, Mahomes versus Purdy, and I have a soft spot in my heart because, as you know, a couple years ago they signed my son, so I'm a little leaning Kansas City for that reason.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay, so 49ers, gotcha.
I think it comes down to Mahomes, you know, just being there, done that, and Purdy, as good as he is man, that's a lot of bright lights for a 23, 24-year-old kid, and it's he does it, man. I'm sold. I mean, I'm pretty sold anyways, but this is a big stage for him, and if he can do it, you know, God bless him. But Mahomes has been there, done that, and when it's a one-score field goal game at the end, and Mahomes either has the ball in his hands or he's going to get the ball, you feel good about the Chiefs.
Yeah, just watching what they did in Buffalo.
Yeah.
Pretty damn impressive.
Yeah, they just had people wouldn't necessarily know this, but one of their best players, a guard named Joe Tooney, who they signed from the Patriots, probably one of the best couple guards in football, is not probably going to play, and they're going to play a guy who's okay, but that's a big loss to lose a top offensive lineman like that. So that'll hurt him a little bit for sure.
Do you get caught up in any of the prop bets? You can't really bet as an agent, can you?
I don't know that it's illegal. I don't do it, except, you know, my betting is just coming on this show, I guess. But
that's your gambling?
Right.
That's your investment. In my exhaustive preparation for my appearance here today, I looked at some of these prop bets, and it's a head shaker. I mean, you got the you know, the ones you all know about is how long is the anthem going to be, the coin toss.
Yeah, let's talk about that one. Do we want to place a bet on that?
On the national anthem?
National anthem.
Sure, why not?
Ruth, you in? It's $20 to get in. Yeah?
Sure.
Sure.
All right, she's in.
Okay. Yeah, why not?
Everybody?
I got $20.
Yeah. Okay. Dom, you want
to? No, I'm good.
Do you need to write the second?
I'll be hiding it.
You don't need it this second, but okay, if good. You have it.
Because I don't have it right now. Wait, let me see.
All right.
Five, a bunch of singles.
Joe, do you want in?
Yeah, my bet will be that I'll bet that I'm going to hear about it if I'm wrong on my prediction.
I got $20.
All right.
There you go.
Okay, so what's the bet?
AJ's got
one. We
got
to pick times.
So right now it's just over under if you're going to make like a real bet, and they're giving it now 90.5 seconds.
90.5.
Okay.
What is it normally? What isn't it like usually 2.5?
Last year, Chris Stapleton went 2:12, I think.
Right, I think the average is like 1:47 or something like that.
It's 90 seconds, not 90 minutes, by the way.
Yes.
Oh, 90 seconds.
Right, it's a long time. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be hysterical. What do you do if they just go super long and you're standing there like, well, it's the national anthem.
Right. You have to cut out all the commercials.
I don't know what to do.
You see the fire just actually shooting at the person.
The fire where they drop a bomb.
Right. Tony, we got to go to commercial right when the bombs are bursting. Right.
Yeah. Everybody clear. We're going to get rid of this guy.
That would be hysterical.
Oh, man.
This is a big gaping hole in a pair of shoes.
The way they clock this, by the way, does not start with the music. It starts with the first vocals and ends at the last note, vocal note.
Yeah.
Okay, so not the music.
Just... No. So, like, if you hear, like, a little drum intro or, like,
doesn't
there's, like,
count.
A that, yeah. None of that matters until they start singing.
The beginning of the vocal,
yep.
To the end of the last
the
note.
The last note. So usually they hold it for a while.
Yep.
So that's where you win or lose, that last note.
Right.
How long do they go?
They never have a smoker doing it.
So
the home of the break.
Yeah. But would the coughs count?
Hey, he just lost a lung.
Yeah. All right, so if they're saying 90.5 and Chris Stapleton last year did so they're saying about a minute 20.
Okay.
And last year is
over 2 minutes, definitely last year.
Yeah. Damn.
And she sings slow.
Well, twice we've done them, both times we went over.
What's that?
Both times we've done it before, we were successfully both.
Picking over or under. Now we're going to pick exact time.
Oh.
Person closest without going over.
Okay.
Here's the thing. She's done the national anthem for a ton of stuff. It's Reba McEntire this year. So people are going by past performances, which is why it was originally, I think they said it around 86 seconds. So they've gone up since then.
Right.
They've tend to gotten a little longer as her career has gone on. So earlier in her career, they moved a little quicker.
It's the Super Bowl.
It's the Super Bowl. You gotta enjoy
She's
that moment.
She's gonna milk it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you gotta enjoy that moment.
Right, you gotta be a ham.
Oh, man.
I'm in for 111.
111. All right, Joe is
111 seconds.
Yes.
111. That's a good number.
Huh.
I'm gonna go 118.
You're going to hate me. I'm going to say 117.
Bastard.
I'll go 116.
If I hear a scream.
Are you serious doing 116?
I'll say 114.
114.
Okay. She's saying under.
AJ's 118? No, I'm 117.
Yeah, so I got 111 Joe, 118 Chaz, 117 AJ, 114 Ruth. Dom, are you in?
No, I'm good. but I would say... that she's a pro. She's done it in, what, 80-something in the past?
86 was the original betting line. They've moved it up to 90.5.
So she's going to be 96.
They say since 2000, the average length of the national anthem in the Super Bowl is 115.4 seconds.
Yeah, I was going to go under 100.
Reba McEntire finished. She has been 90 seconds. I'll say national anthem World Series 97 finishing 83 seconds.
Yeah, I probably went too long, but I'm going to think that she's going to hold some notes a little bit longer because it's a massive event.
And sometimes they repeat that last line too.
Right.
Yeah, oh, that counts. Suck. Those all count.
Yeah. Not brave. Stop it.
I will go for. I'll take 98.
Where are those flower jets? Get her.
She doesn't have like a big voice, though. I don't think she's not like somebody who's going to be like holding a lot of notes.
Yeah, that's a good point.
She's going 96.
But she is on the what is the singing show now that she's on?
Oh, the Voice,
the spinning chairs.
The voice. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. You're on the network television.
You got to show your chops,
right? You're going to finish it in 90, or you're going to hold it out for another 10 seconds,
right,
or more,
6 seconds.
Yeah.
Can now, I change mine?
If the person
too late.
If the person
no.
dro-
written
person,
down,
if, you're done.
If the person right. if the person drops dead or has a seizure halfway through his account, dead in 45 seconds.
Yeah, until they revive him.
Yeah,
and then it's yeah
right.
And right.
1, 2, 3, 4. Push 2, 3, 4.
No, if the last note.
Yeah.
So if they have a seizure,
right.
and they fall down and they're going help,
right.
that
right.
doesn't count.
Now it's last.
It's the note.
The last note out of their mouth, right?
But if they don't finish the song, does that count? That's an incomplete.
If they drop dead, there's still one more note.
Yeah, they get the paddles out and
it's
then when they
it's
get up,
B flat.
They start again. Yeah.
This is why betting is not as easy as you think it is.
How long did Whitney Houston do when she did hers? Does anybody know?
I don't know.
Probably the best one, right?
Because she really milked it. So whatever that was.
Get a Ouija board.
Stapleton did a great job last year, too.
He did.
Really.
Everyone was raving. Raving.
All right, so there's that national anthem. What are some of the other prop bets?
So you can bet even before the game begins. Of course, the coin flip. You can bet on which team will win. You can bet on whether it'll be heads or tails. Those bets are even. So there's really no, they're not leaning one way or another because they're 50-50.
I have a dollar left.
Yeah, that's sad. He's got it in change.
AJ thinks the 49ers are going to win. Joe, do you want to place a friendly wager with AJ?
Just on end of game?
Yeah, yes. End of game score, no point spread, just win or lose.
Just who wins?
But he's only got $1.
This is the bet I think it should be. AJ was just given an air fryer. I think AJ should put that air fryer up.
Oh, that's going to hurt, man.
Well, you think they're going to win?
I just got it.
You better use it then.
It's still in the box.
It's in the box.
I didn't even take it out of the box yet.
Joe, do you want an air fryer?
No, but I would like to hear, if I beat AJ, I'd like to hear him sing the Yale fight song.
Is a fight song for Yale? All right.
And if he wins, I'll sing the Chaminade High School alma mater.
Okay.
All right. A lot of painful listening for both ways.
Yeah. Right. It sounds like we all lose.
Yeah, way. Everybody loses. You're all screwed.
Well, this, you know, it totally marries up with what you said about it's Friday and we're not talking about anything relevant.
Right.
Right. Who's this?
This is the Yale fight song.
Wow. Are Yale?
Are there words?
Yeah, the words.
Oh. Joe will have to tell us. I don't know.
Shame on you.
Unless he intended on making them up.
Yeah, how are you singing this?
Yeah.
Armpit?
Yeah, armpit. Yeah.
I'm sure that's how Yale would like to hear it, yes.
That's why they don't even let us drive by Yale.
Yeah. Get out of here. Keep them moving.
They're all on campus. Two syllables or less.
Yep.
Yep.
It's funny.
All right, Joe Lint is on. Any other prompt bets that would be interesting? There's got to be some Taylor Swift, like how many times she'll be shown.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Red lipstick or something like that.
I'm not keeping count of that.
No,
stuff,
I'm not either. So you can bet on stuff more like which coach will throw a challenge flag first.
Oh, that's fun.
That is fun.
Joe, who would you say?
Shanahan. He's a little bit ADD, and I think he would definitely do it first.
Oh, they should.
And Andy thinks things over before he throws them at Kyle. He's like, that's wrong. Throw it. And then, shouldn't have done it.
They should have a drinking game. Every time they show Taylor, you got to do a shot.
Mm.
I like this prop bet just because of the word. Will there be a doink?
Oh.
I don't know why I just checked my zipper.
Yeah. I saw that. I was like, what's he doing?
We'll never forget the double doink.
Oh, the double doink.
There's a dork.
So that's will a field goal attempt hit the goalpost?
Yes. That's a doink.
Is okay. It?
Doink.
What else?
Did you guys notice, Phil, that the betting on Taylor Swift is illegal in the U.S. and only legal in Canada and Europe? I read that last night. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Is that right?
I'm looking at it right here, yeah. I don't know. I have no idea how or why this comes about, but some of the Taylor Swift, you know, what color lipstick is she going to wear?
Red.
It's going to be red.
Because we're trying to discourage
it.
That's
why. Funny. Because she's trademarked for red.
Right. It's red.
It's It was before even Travis.
Right.
It's been red, but it'd be funny now if she changed the color.
Purple.
Yeah. Blue.
Yeah.
Here's another good one. Who will say Taylor Swift's name first, Jim Nance or Tony Romo? That's a bet.
Jim Nance.
All right. Does first name count, or do they have to say the full name? Because that changes the bet.
Oh, that's good.
Huh.
Well, they could say that Tyreek Hill was running swiftly down the sideline. I don't know.
No, no. Right, sometimes they call her Miss Swift. Sometimes they just say Taylor.
Right.
But if you have to say the full name, that changes the bet a little bit.
No, it'd be any reference.
Not too Taylor.
Any reference
Taylor
to
Swift,
her. Okay.
Miss Swift.
Right.
I say Nance then.
Will she be shown on camera during this 111-second national anthem?
That's another one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Just who gets shown during the national anthem first?
Mm.
That's not the singer.
Right.
Do they go to a coach? Do they go to Mahomes?
Yeah, I think Mahomes.
Yeah.
Will she be there by kickoff? That's another bet.
Right.
You can also bet on the commercials, Chaz. So you can guess which commercial will be run first after kickoff. Will it be a beer spot, a home or auto insurance spot, a sports book spot?
Fast food. And
car. Yeah, candy or food.
Fast
a
food.
Movie trailer.
Oh.
Cryptocurrency is a long shot, but it's there.
That's dead. I say fast food.
You're saying fast food?
Fast food. McDonald's, somebody.
Hmm.
Yep.
Got to be beer.
I think I would go beer.
Right. I'm going to say I'm going to go with food category, but it's going to be like Uber Eats.
So it'd be candy or food, I guess that would be.
Okay, so I'm going to go with.
Where you'd line in there.
Food.
Yeah. Everybody
All right.
I don't know.
I think we're done. We should bet on when this bit's going to be over. I'd say right now.
Yeah.
Right now. I'll take right now.
I'll bet that. I'll bet on that.
I have a dollar. Hang on.
All right, Joe. Anything else? The cost of just real quick. The cost of tickets are nuts, right?
Yeah, the suite tickets were like a $1.8 million, and the tickets were going for, you know, the bad tickets were going for $7,000 to $9,000, and this is definitely the craziest game I've seen, you know, price wise and suite wise and all that kind of thing. And it's Vegas, you know, so what do you expect?
Well, that's the thing. All of these high rollers from all over the planet. I mean, that's the party town capital of the planet.
Yeah.
And now it's there. And so you have gamblers who just want to be around this kind of a buzz coming in. And Taylor Swift factor. There's a lot going on there.
All the casino owners are coming.
And, you know, casino owners and their friends. Right. Yep.
I don't know if you guys knew this or not, but one of my players' wives is Kristen Juszczyk, who's designing Taylor Swift's jacket.
Oh. Oh, yeah. She's made history a little bit, this girl, because she's the first person to be allowed to use NFL images in her clothing that doesn't work for the NFL.
Right.
Yes. Oh, wow.
Yeah, you know her, Joe?
It was on the news
I've been
today.
More of an agent for her than her husband in the last couple of weeks with the press inquiries and, you know, people in the MLB wanting her to design jacket. I mean, it's just crazy. Wow. All because, well, no, she's very good at what she does, but she just got this jacket in Taylor Swift's hands, who wore it with Mahomes' wife at one of the games about a month ago.
Oh, went bananas.
Yeah.
It went crazy since then. You know, so it's a major steamroller. But, you know, she was doing this just for fun in the beginning, and now she's It's taken on a whole life of its own, and it's just crazy. I mean, she's as much of a celebrity as her husband right now.
Do you think if you get a chance to talk to her, the next time you talk to her, you can ask her if she could come up with a fog hat T-shirt for AJ?
That'd be cool.
I got an old one you can have.
She'd be like, who?
Just asking about that the other day, and I said, no, AJ wouldn't be interested.
Oh, I'll definitely take it.
All right, Joe, thank you. We'll check in with you over the weekend to set up a time for Monday.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
Today is National Pizza Day.
Which is a bigger day for me.
Love pizza.
And in Connecticut, we're so fortunate to really have the best pizza.
Yeah.
And anywhere. In studio right now is a pizza place that's recognized around the world.
Global.
Yeah. As being the best pizza on the planet.
It is.
In studio right now, Kevin, Director of Operations of Pepe's Pizza. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh,
thank you. Are you kidding me?
It's going to be a busy day for you today.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, baby. Very busy day. We fired up the ovens early, and we made you some pizzas this morning.
Oh, thank you so
can't
much.
Wait.
Right. I'm having a bite right now.
Go for it.
He's having more than the bite.
Yeah.
I took two slices of pepperoni.
Let's see how far he goes in. Oh, half the slice in one shot. Nice.
You must have spent time in prison.
Yeah. No, pizza will go a different way.
Oh, okay.
It really is.
It looked very satisfying.
It's really amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a dopey O'Roni.
I think I hear you like purring right now.
Yeah.
You know, the pepperoni's the right size.
Yep.
Yeah. The thickness and everything
else. They're not like silver dollar size.
Yeah.
It's a cup pepperoni.
Yes.
So it cups up when it cooks.
And they taste better like that because
they hold the oil.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. A little bit of that Pecorino Romano just hits inside the cup of that pepperoni.
Oh.
And then when it cups up, you get a little bit of that char.
People just like call and he just like talks about the pizza. Like the lines.
It's all those little details.
How long has Pepe's been in business?
99 years.
99.
Wow. 99. Wow. We happen to be 99.1.
Nice.
Unless you're listening on a Fox.
This works. But, right.
Very nice.
On the horizon will be our 100th. We have some things planned.
I was going to say,
really?
Big celebration, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's just
let me know
of,
when that party's happening.
Yep. Yeah. A lot of history being passed down through generations, you know, and the grandchildren are very involved in their grandfather's legacy.
Awesome.
And, you know, I brought the tomatoes today for you.
Nice. Thank you.
Wanted to give
There's
going to
be a fight over those.
Yeah. Those are in Madori, Italy. They're grown.
Okay.
And we taste them to make sure we get the right crop. The grandchildren will fly
That's one
over
of your
there.
Jobs?
Wow. That's one of the grandchildren's jobs.
Right.
Oh, wow.
So they will approve the product. They will create different pizzas. We're always looking for that next hit. That dopey O'Roni that you're eating is one that we've come up with in the last year. You got to keep throwing out different combinations to keep your guests, you know, excited about the brand. But we never defer.
Right.
You never change from the way Frank Pepe did it.
Yeah.
You know, 99 years ago.
Yeah, you can't. Know, yeah.
Rolling that fresh dough in the morning. And then the crushed tomatoes that we brought you today that are packaged private
nice,
label
you.
For
yeah.
Frank Pepe. And then you have that whole milk mozzarella and the pecorino romano with a little oil drizzled on it.
Yeah.
So now you have the base down. You have a beautiful base of a pizza, just like Frank Pepe. And
who's excited?
This is
we're
a
just
food porn right now.
There's
yeah.
like
Chaz is eating.
You know there's someone to call.
I knew I wouldn't be able to listen to Kevin talk about the pizza and just look at the pizza across the room.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just
it's
stuffing my face.
You know there's some guy in the car and going, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The way he's describing it.
Oh, yeah.
National Pizza Day.
Food porn.
In Connecticut. It's a big day.
Yeah. It is.
We should have off today and Monday.
We should, but we don't.
Yeah.
Too late
we
now.
Love it. It fell on Friday this year. You know,
yeah,
Friday's
no, pizza Friday.
Pizza Day. You
yep.
know,
yeah.
A lot of the pizza makers and all those awesome people that put this together, they take their days off during the week. So, you know, Friday begins the weekend. The restaurants get busy. People are coming out. They're excited about Super Bowl weekend. And we're just starting our week. We're just starting our work week on Friday
because yeah.
we're all coming in and we're locking it down, fire up the ovens. Don't forget that coal-fired oven. We had to
yeah.
get a guy in there a few hours early, get the fire going. It comes up to 600 degrees.
And yeah.
Yeah, so it's gonna be a great weekend.
How many pizzas do you sell on Super Bowl weekend as opposed to a normal weekend? Like, what's the increase?
Well, that is depends on location and volume. The New Haven location is our, you know, flagship
yeah.
that has three ovens. Each oven can produce about 600 pizzas a day.
Wow.
So we will sell a couple of days this weekend. We'll sell somewhere between 1,200 and 1,400 pizzas out of the New Haven location.
Wow.
It's a lot of happiness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow,
so now one of our
pizza.
Other
you listening, Jason?
Yep.
would no. have one oven, so that would produce about 600 pizzas
wow.
in a day. And Super Bowl Sunday is just, to us, it's like, it is our Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You get all these tickets in the morning because everybody wants their pizza between 4 and 6:30. And now between 4 and 6:30, the team is on deck, and
wow.
they're ready to go because they have to hit those times. People expect it. You know, you're making somebody wait for their pizza at 6:15 when
yeah.
they want that kickoff at 6:30.
Right, yeah.
They're not going to be too happy.
No,
so
not
there's
at all.
A whole group of people that time it out accordingly. And, you know, it's a lot of effort by those cooks. And
Kevin from Pepe's
everybody.
In studio.
Yeah. yeah. And do you only take a certain number of orders?
I was going to ask
so
that.
Many people
yeah.
calling.
Yeah.
Right. There's orders that come in through the phones. There's orders that come in through online. There's pre-booked orders. And, yes, the you know, it's kind of like football related. Like you're the offensive coordinator holding the clipboard, making sure we don't take too many pizzas between 4 and 5.
Is there a limit to what
six.
People can order in terms of amount? Like can I order 20 pizzas?
Yes, but we would sell out. A certain time block.
Right. So I
know?
Would get that whole time block.
Right.
Yeah,
so we would produce yours. You would, it's just kind of like lining up in line, but there's several lines because orders are coming in different mechanisms online. You know,
I'm guessing
technology.
You guys are booked in New Haven for Sunday.
That thing is sold out.
Yeah.
I mean,
wow.
Maybe other
yeah.
locations?
There's definitely some room. We have some room for some pizzas. And,
okay.
yeah, you can call New Haven.
And if you go to the website, will it direct you to, like, the place close to you?
You can get a pizza out of New Haven. You just got to act fast and act quick and act early.
Okay.
Yeah, we're ready to go for you.
Okay.
I misspoke.
By.
We didn't sell out, but maybe after I see you guys, we will.
I think
yeah.
you will, too.
I think so.
Yeah, I'm pretty
be
sure.
Great.
Wow.
But we do have a lot of
pre-booked
times that move how much availability there is.
Yeah.
It's a constant, revolving operation.
Yeah.
All right, don't move, Kevin. Kevin from Pepe's in studio. It's National Pizza Day.
Yes.
We're very blessed in Connecticut with having the world-renowned Pepe's right next door.
Yeah.
This radio station's had a long history with Pepe's. And, you know, they get in the morning, and they fire up the ovens, and they bring us pizza.
Yeah, this is awesome.
We love it.
Yep.
Jason Page is on the show, originally from Connecticut, so he knows how good Pepe's is, and
right.
now we're teasing
oh.
him.
Right. He's on California. There's no pizza.
The worst pizza.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's the truth.
Yeah.
the truth. It's the worst. It's the worst pizza.
Yeah.
California is brutal. But I'll tell you a real quick story. I'm flying out east in August for a cruise out of New York with a couple of friends from California who've never been back east.
Okay.
And this is a true story. I have promised them that we're actually going to spend a day in New Haven just to go to Pepe's Pizza because it is literally my favorite thing to eat anywhere in the country. So we're actually going to be out there in late August before we go on this cruise up to Canada. Yeah, it's New York to Canada cruise.
Nice.
So we are definitely coming into that place because the white clam pizza at Pepe's,
yeah.
Bar none. Like, amazing. That's my death row meal. If I ever get put to death, that's my death row meal is Pepe's.
And chew slowly.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Eat every slice very slowly. And the crust.
Got to learn to flat. You got to freeze that stuff and send it to California or something.
We're not there yet, but we do appreciate you coming to visit us. It means a lot. A lot of people come from very far areas, and our service team out front makes it an experience for you. They're absolutely great people. You know, I always say good people find each other, and that's what the brand Frank Pepe is. It's just a lot of people that are really passionate about pizza. And when you sit down at that table, we're like setting the stage again for another experience for our guests, you know, and that's how serious we take it.
Yeah.
You know, holding the legacy of Frank Pepe and just creating those experiences.
Yeah. All right. So Jason, Super Bowl, who do you like?
Yep. Love Kansas City. I've loved it since the day this game was consummated. And I think there's a chance that if there's a blowout either way, it's going to be Kansas City blowing out San Francisco. However, if I had to pick right now, I'd probably go 24-16 Kansas City. I don't see it. I mean, the funny thing is the 49ers have been the best team. If you look at the rosters, you would probably pick the 49ers. But the reality is Kansas City's playing better football right now. And you want to be peaking when it matters most, and Kansas City right now is certainly doing that. They've had trouble with their receiving core all year. They've been able to button that up in the postseason. Steve Spagnuolo is obviously a mastermind defensively. I think he's going to give Brock Purdy some difficulty in this game. And here's the reality for San Francisco. They have not played a complete football game yet in this postseason. In two games, they've basically played two good halves.
Yeah.
And they're going to have to play four great quarters in order to beat Kansas City, and I don't see that happening.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm enjoying my Pepe's Pizza. AJ's staring, wondering when he's going to go in for a slice.
Exactly. I've got a box on either side of my head.
Yep. AJ knows with me eating, he's got to like, I'm
Paul. Yep.
You better be passing me Kevin's phone number because I want some like VIP service when I come back there.
Amber gets VIP service there.
Yeah.
Jason Page, host of Sports Wrap, awesome show.
Yeah.
Do you get involved in any of these prop bets or any of that stuff or not really?
Yeah, we've done a ton of them on our show throughout the whole week. There's actually one that I was looking at just before we came, just before you guys came to me, and I believe it's plus $2,600. So if you wager $100, you'd win $2,600.
Really?
And it's each team to score a touchdown and a field goal in each half. So San Francisco and Kansas City both score a touchdown and a field goal in each half. I think it pays like, I don't know, 26-1, I think it is, 260-1. $100 would win you like $2,600. There's a lot of good betting to be
that
done on Super Bowl Sunday. 24.
That sounds like a
yeah,
good 24 one.
Billion,
yeah, I like that
24,
one.
$24 billion is going to be wagered on the Super Bowl this year. It's going to be by far the most ever.
Wow. And that's what we know about, or that's globally?
Correct.
That's above
legally.
And below?
No, that's legal. That is what is legally going to be gambled.
Wow. Right. Can you imagine all the other dollars?
Yeah.
Of course. Of course, but that's where we are. Super Bowl MVP right now, Patrick Mahomes is plus 150. And usually it's your quarterback. I'll tell you this: if San Francisco wins the Super Bowl, I think it'll be Christian McCaffrey that winds up being the Super Bowl MVP. which would go off at plus 450. And what I'll tell you from a betting perspective, guys, is if you have a certain narrative in your mind that's going to play out for this game, like you think, like I'm saying, Kansas City's going to win 24-16, then you're going to make prop bets that are based on what your narrative for the game is. And look, if you've watched Kansas City in this if you watched Kansas City in this postseason, Travis Kelce has been a beast.
Really? Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's to me, that's the guy that I would go with from a prop perspective. Yeah. Matter of fact, I have it right in front of me here. Kelce receptions right now, over 6.5 is his number. Or I should say 6.5 is his number for receptions.
Well, you know who's at 3.5? You know who's at 3.5?
Who?
Me. Slices.
Yeah.
Just in this segment.
Yeah.
In this segment.
Been receiving a lot.
3.5.
Yes.
I'm going for 4.
I've been watching. My mouth is watering over here.
Jason, thanks so much. Good to hear your voice. We'll talk to you Monday. So you're predicting Kansas City.
24. I'll go 24-16 Kansas City.
All right. Thank you, brother.
Jazz and AJ, Boss Keith, top 5.
Super Bowl in Las Vegas with teams I hate. Here is my top 5 Super Bowl things.
Okay.
Number 5, tied for 6. So the first issue of the Super Bowl is that I can't root for the 49ers because the 49ers have won 5 Super Bowls in their history, right?
Oh, this is going to be a weird Patriots thing.
If they win a 6th, that means they tie with the Patriots. I don't want them to tie with the Patriots. The Patriots are already tied with the Steelers for the most Super Bowls. And seeing that the Patriots are never going to win another Super Bowl, I can't have the 49ers tie them and then potentially take the lead in coming years. Oh. So I need a no 49ers win, which is confusing because eventually I will get to why I want to know Kansas City win. So right. I need like
Patrick
real
Mahomes.
I need an intense bout of COVID to hit the Super Bowl is what we're looking for. And they have to cancel. And there is no
that
winner.
That would be interesting. What would they do?
It would be Usher and commercials. And then that would be it. And it would be perfect.
They would play him. Too much money.
No, nope. I need full COVID.
You just needed the Patriots to not be terrible for 40 years. And you wouldn't be in this position.
Right. So, or for the next 40 years. So that's also what's going to happen. Yeah. Number 4, ads. So I used to live for the ads. I would buy the USA Today on Monday to see which one scored the best. You know, they had a fake like chart for years.
Right.
Yeah, it was really exciting.
Yeah.
Now all the ads are out. I've seen them all. There are no surprises.
It's dumb.
It is so dumb. Yeah, you're right.
Uber Eats ad is going to be a surprise because they did a tease for it with the Beckhams.
Oh, right. Okay, so there's one.
There's one.
I mean, I saw the Tina Fey ad. I've seen a bunch of them. I don't know why they don't keep them hidden and then release them. I know they cost $7 million, right? It's going to be $7 million to run an ad.
Yeah.
But like, release them after. I want to be surprised. That was part of the fun.
Yeah, but they get the free play.
Yeah.
And I don't like it.
I didn't see all of them.
I don't like it either.
Yeah, I only saw like 3.
You were talking earlier about Super Bowl parties where people wouldn't talk during the commercials, but now you can because you've seen all the ads.
Right.
So if I go to a Super Bowl party, I plan to talk because I've seen every single ad except the one.
Okay, so is there a scenario where you don't talk to him?
He'll be that guy.
I like Phil's story about his like uncle or whatever. You'd go to the basement dungeon and he'd be like, no speaking.
That's what I like. You get sent upstairs like, hey, go get me another beer from the fridge. You come down, here's your beer. Shut up.
Yeah, open it upstairs.
And that's the way it should be.
Can I have some pistachios? Stop talking.
Number 3, Taylor Swift. So the whole world is mad, right? And I'm not. And I'm mad about everything. I think it's fun because she's a real superstar. She's not a TikTok idiot. She's not the son or daughter of a famous person. She's not a reality show star. Whether you like her music or not, she writes, she plays guitar, she plays piano, she sings, and she's great at marketing. So great. I'm glad she's there. I think it's made kids more excited to watch football. Young girls that would, like my daughter, who would never care and just think, oh, this is my crazy dad's sport, like into this. I think it's fine. And I'm not mad about her. And this new album cover is excellent. I don't know if you've seen it.
No, I haven't.
Oh, get your perv on. It is an excellent. It is an excellent album cover.
Seriously?
Yes.
I've never seen somebody on the planet be so loved for so long. Because usually there's the backlash.
Yeah.
And there's no backlash. Yes. Even from people who don't care about
her
music.
There's no old tweets.
Yeah. Right. You either really love her or just don't care.
Yeah, like, I'm a
Swiftie. You don't hate her.
I'm a Swiftie.
She is the biggest star since, I guess, Michael Jackson in 1983. I don't think there has
and
been
there
a star.
And there was backlash with Michael Jackson.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think there's been a star in modern times.
Things he did
like
children.
Right.
Hanging so babies off of her organ, balconies
her,
and stuff.
Organ transfer.
What is AJ saying? What is happening? What happened?
Yeah. Read the subtitles.
Organ trafficking. Organ trafficking.
I liked it better when I didn't know what he was saying.
Right. Keep that one in.
Hold on. Go back. What are you saying?
You find out about her organ trafficking organization. She has in her basement.
Got it. Yeah. That's what's going to sink her finally.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
That took a minute.
You know, it'd be interesting, though, if she had one, somehow people would be like, she's doing the work of God.
Yeah, yeah. Right. You know what I mean? She's doing what the hospital can't.
She's helping people. That's right. Yeah.
Those folks wanted to donate that kidney.
Yeah. But I'm not mad about it. So show her 12 times. I don't care. I think it's fun. Even if it's fake, if they're paying her to be the girlfriend, whatever, I'm into it. I think
it's fine. They must have asked her to do the Super Bowl in the past, right? And I would think negotiations fell apart.
I would think so.
You would think?
Right. And everybody was like, she's going to come out and play. She's not. She's just there to watch the game and
right.
I guess
well,
have
Phil made
lights.
A good point. The halftime show is produced by Jay-Z, and there's no way Taylor Swift's ending up in a Jay-Z production.
So. Well, a different, you know, managing companies anyway. So he's going to pick his own people. Mm-hmm. So she while he's doing it, she's not going to be doing the halftime show.
Right.
And there
but man, she would be a winner.
And there are other artists that have turned it down. I imagine Taylor Swift falls a little into this category as well. You don't really get to pick the set list. They sort of tell you, these are the songs you're
right.
going to do.
This is how it should be
Michael
all
Jackson
time.
Picked the set list. Michael Jackson was the last one where they let him do whatever. If you watch his halftime show, which is pretty amazing, he had that place for a long time. And,
yeah, he did.
And he had a zillion people doing a zillion things. And then everybody in the audience had placards. It was pretty mind blowing.
Yeah. You should have Kanye West also just show up out of nowhere and just say that Taylor Swift had a better show.
Yeah. All right, number two. Speaking of halftime, Usher. Okay, go ahead, AJ. Say like, why doesn't Quiet Riot play or whatever? No.
Rap? He was saying Dawkins. That this morning.
There's only one person with the Quiet Riot from Quiet Riot.
Why doesn't Billy Squire get the headline? Like,
we have a clip from Usher that was we were going to play in news. We didn't get to it, and AJ was going bananas this morning before the show because of this clip. This is Usher talking about how he came up with the set list.
What I did is I was very mindful of my past, celebrating my present, which is here in Las Vegas, and thinking about where we're headed in the future. What songs do I feel people know me for? What songs have been a celebration of all of the journey?
Okay, we're good.
How can we celebrate myself throughout the years? I have 9 top 100 Billboard hits. Which one of my songs do I use?
But what do you want him to say? That makes sense.
Just
to
say
me.
Something humble like, I'm going to have a good show.
I wanted to say, I'm not going to play any garbage new songs. I'm going to play the five hits you know, and then that will be it. And I don't care how mad or how much you're in the Metallica should play the halftime show camp. When he plays it's going to be fun.
It's like going to be a hit.
That song's fun. I think he ends with and the whole crowd goes,
Because you can't
them all
open
out.
With it. Yeah.
No, he opens with that DJ's Fallen in Love song. That's my prediction. But there is some garbage new song he's going to play. And just remember that I said we wanted no garbage new songs. And there shouldn't be one, but there will be. So it will be like the four big ones and then the new one. That's my prediction. But I think it'll be fine. He can dance. He's had a Vegas residency, so he knows what he's doing. I think it'll be fine. You'll enjoy it.
Maybe we get Lil Jon.
What if they do a hologram of a dead guy like Prince?
Right.
I'm pro hologram.
That would be better than live Usher.
I'm telling you, you're not going to hate it. Well, AJ's going to hate it. But you're going to come back Monday and say like, it was not bad. Like, you didn't hate Bruno Mars that year. You had a
win. It was good.
You haven't been mad, really. You're not in the where are the rock bands camp. You have been entertained over the years.
They've gone through every great live performer on the planet except for Taylor Swift.
And Metallica. That's the other
Metallica.
One. The internet's mad about Metallica.
So Metallica seems like football.
Right.
I think the world has changed. And I think they want mass audience. And that's what's happening.
Right. They already have us.
Right. You're going to watch
anyway.
They
don't need us.
Right. Right. Right.
So, Bon Jovi had like a small window where they were considered. And he said no because they couldn't pick the songs that they would be able to play.
Every concert, I should be able to pick the songs.
I think
that should be how it be. If I'm going to your concert, I pick them. Oh, the best.
I would guess that's probably also why no Metallica.
Right. True. Oh. All right. Number one.
Sad but true.
About the. Let AJ do the jokes. Number one, Mahomes and Dynasty. I can't. I can't have this. I can't have back-to-back Super Bowl wins. I can't have more Mahomes is the new Brady. I can't have new dynasty. As much as I don't like the 49ers, I need this Chiefs team to go down in flames, and I need it to be embarrassing. I want fumbles and interceptions and penalties. I want Monday morning to be like, Mahomes will never be as clutch as Brady. Couldn't win the big ones. I can't stress this enough. I need this Chiefs team to lose badly, like 47-0 bad. I want it to be awful, an awful, awful game. Wow. I want it over by halftime.
Where he's like sucking his thumb.
Like he goes into the stands and cries in his mom's arm. Right. That's what I need. I want it to be a bloodbath embarrassment. I cannot have a Chiefs victory.
So like when the Patriots lost to the Bears, and that's...
Yes, that's what I want. Listen, they
that
were just...
A,
that's
that
different.
Was a great blowout.
That's different. They were just happy to be there. They had no shot of winning in 1986. This is different. They think this Chiefs team is the next big thing. That's why if it's a gross bloodbath, it will be great for me. I need it.
Says the guy who's 0-7.
I don't like it. Happy Super Bowl.
Happy Super Bowl.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.